We are learning Masechet Ksuvos Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting at the two dots, approximately 15 lines from the top. We have the Shita of Orlaz Ben Azariah that you don't get Tosefes Ksuba. That means Arusa does not get Tosefes Ksuba until she is in a Suah. That means if they just have Kedushin and then he dies or he gives her a get, the Ksuba that she receives is only the 200 or the 100, but not the Tosefes Ksuba. And the reason is because he only gave it to Amnas the Kainza, like the Gemara says. So Shaila is in Rav Azariah Shita. What exactly does it mean, Knisa? Boy, what does it mean in Suah exactly when it comes to Tosefes Ksuba? Boy, Ravin, Nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivala. Now, if she got an Asuin through chuppah, but loy nivala yet, is the get the Tosefes or not? Now, chivas chuppah kaina, is the chiva of the chuppah kaina, or chivas bia kaina? What's kaina the Tosefes? Is the chuppah or the bia? Toshma, let's start bringing a ride. Toshma, Tana Vesef. But basically, he said over Lazim Zari Shita that they only gave it to Master Kainza. He says, like, cost of law, Ela al Chivas Laila Harishon. Ela Chivas Laila Harishon. That the only reason he gave it to Sephas was for the Chiba, for the Ahava, for the Laila Harishon. Now, what is that referring to? If he say the Chivas Chuppah is enough to that make that he wants to give it to Sephas, Hainu da Amar Laila Harishon. So that's why it says Laila Harishon, because the first night you have Chuppah. Eli Amas Chiba's Bia, Kaina. If you learn that the Chiba of the Bia is Kaina, the Tesefes, so Bia Belaila Harishon, Yisim, Kamvayach Lesa, is only Bia on the first night, and that's it. There's Bia the whole time. So it shouldn't say Ela Chiba's Laila Harishon, say Ela Chiba's Bia, or Chiba's, that's every night. So Laila Harishon sounds like referring to a certain thing, a certain event that happened one time, which sounds like talking about a chuppah. So it must be, it's a raya, that nichas al chuppah of loy nivala is enough to be kind of Tosefes. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Now that means chuppah, it's still shveh. What's lashon laila? What's lashon of elamai? Chuppah's laila isav imam alesa? Chuppah's only at night? So we're saying, chayvis laila risha means chuppah. Chuppah's only at night, not by day. So, v'latameich, so he says back to you, and if you want to say it must be Bia because it's Laila, Bia of Laila, Isa, Mom, Balas, is only Bia of a night and not by day. It's possible to have Bia by day. Ha'am Arava, Im Ha'yav Avai is awful. If it's a dark house, Mutter. So there's a possibility, so Laila doesn't have to be now Dafka Bia. So he says, Ha'lai Kasha, that wouldn't be Shver from Rava because Eirach Arakamashlon, the Bia of Laila, the normal thing is Bia at night, so therefore it can mean Bia. But we still have another problem that it's not Laila Rishon, only Laila Rishon. So Ella chuppah kashva, chuppah shver. Why is chuppah punked at night? So Gemara says no chuppah nami lekasha. Keeping the stam chuppah lebia kaima, since most chuppahs are in order to have bia. So arukar kamashon of laila. So usually it happens at night, and therefore we impeishet the shaila that nichas al chuppah loy nivala. You kind of intercepts because it says the ma'isa in the brisa the loish lekasha lo ela achivas laila harishon. And Laila Rishon is referring to Chuppah, because Bia is not only the first night. I, there was a time if it was Chuppah, why is it Dafka Laila? Teretz is because the Eirach Ara is, or the do Chuppah at night, or close to the night, because since Stam Chuppah is Labia, so therefore it's usually done at night. So like upon him, we're coming out with a Pshitas of the Shaila, Nichas al Chuppah, Loi Nivaloi, Taka Kainet, the Sefer, according to Abelaz and Razaria. Another Shaila, Bayer Avashi, Nichas al Chuppah, Pierce Anita, if she was Nichas al Chuppah and she became Anita. So it means she can't have Bia. So do you get Tosefes? And then they get divorced. Or he dies. Do they get Tosefes or not? Now, Imtim Tim Achivas Chuppah Kaina Chuppah Dechaz Bia. Maybe, even though we pass in Achivas Chuppah Kaina, maybe it's Dafka, Chuppah Dechaz Bia is not a Nida. Av Chuppah Dechaz Bia, loy. But Chuppah is not Chaz Bia because here she's a Nida, loy. Idum Aloy Shna. Or maybe there's no difference. Teku. So Gemara the Shaila appears to Nida. What's the Shaila? So it's a big shaila in the Rishonim, what the shaila Gemara is. The Rosh here in Siman Vav has a big arichas. The Rambam learns the shaila like this. The Rambam holds that a chuppah's nida, which means a chuppah for Isha is a nida, could be it's not koina. That's the Gemara shaila over here. Is a chuppah of a nida koina or not? There has to be a chuppah royal. We said a chuppah is enough to be get the sefes. So the shaila is a chuppah koina or not? Is it has to be royal bia or not? That's Gemara shaila. Gemara applies to the shaila. If a Rambam holds that a chuppah's bia is a chuppah's nida is a problem. Break the Rosh, if that's the Shaila, why ask the Shaila Dafka here? The Gabriel Tosefes, Eloz, and Rezaria. Ask the Shaila about every type of Chuppah. Why Dafka over here? So, therefore, the Rosh knows a different Pshat. Avada Chuppah's Nida is Koine. Here the case was, anyway, it wasn't Nida. Here she had regular Chuppah, and then she became a Nida. They couldn't have Bia. So what's the shaila? We said chuppah is enough to be kainah to get the tesepes. So the shaila is since you couldn't do bia, so it's megalul mafreya, the chuppah wasn't a geshmak of chuppah, and therefore maybe this type of chuppah is not enough of a chiba to be kainah to tesepes or not. That's the Gemara shaila. Rashi also mashma that. Rashi is a pierced either or pierced shemana meis. Rashi mashma that it was after, she came either after the chuppah, and then he died. And that's the shaila over here, is that megala, the chuppah, was enough chiba to be kind of the tesefes. Zogt the Gemara Vayit. It said in our Mishnah that Rav Yehuda holds you could write to the husband. The husband has to write, he has to give at least 200, let's say for Basula, at least minimum 200. Rav Yehuda says he could write to her, she could write to him, you only have to give me 100 because I got 100 already. Even though she didn't really get 100, but you could write that. It's Gabalti Amana. I already got 100. It's like I'm Yimaychal 100. That's the halacha. And you write it. It says Kesevis. You write something. It sounds like you write a receipt. Because remember, the Isha is holding on to Ksuba that says, you owe me $200, 200 zuts. That it says in the Ksuba. So he gives him a receipt. She gives him a receipt that says, you already paid 100. That's what says Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says he can't do that. Walker Meir says, if you're married, out of 200 or 100, it's a bilas nos. That's what Rav Meir said. So the Gemara was, Rav Yehuda, the Kaisim Shaver. Does Rav Yehuda hold that you write a Shaver, which means you write a receipt? So I'll give you a little background. That the Shaver is every time someone pays up a shtar, let's say he pays a part of the shtar, do you give a receipt or not? What's the problem with a receipt? Because here, let's say the loiva went to the malver, he took $1,000 loan, he paid back a $500 of the loan. So we say, you give the loiva a receipt, I accept the $500. Now, you're making the loiva watch the receipt. It's very hard. The receipt get lost, the achbarim eat it. You're making it hard for the loiva. So therefore, some hold that if you pay $500, you rewrite the star, a new $500 star. And the malva still has to hold on the star. He wants to collect money. You got to hold on to your documents. But we don't make the loiva, the poor loiva here, hold on to a document of a receipt. And one man, the malva, no, you make him hold on to it. Because if you rewrite the star, it turns out you're pushing off the shibudim on the lekuchas, the lien, goes from the time of the star now, so it's a chsarim for the malva. So that's a machlokes. Right? Someone pays a part of his chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda miyachlif. Make a new star. You write a new star. You don't write a shayiv. You don't make the loiva keep the receipt. Rabbi Yisrael miyachlif loy shayiv. You write a receipt. You make the loiva hold on to a receipt. So what's the cash? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says you write a shayiv. Says kaisvin. You write to the husband. Here is that $100 was paid already. And Rabbi Yehuda, you don't do this. You rewrite the ksuba. You rewrite the ksuba to 100. That's what you should do. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Kishashiv Rasa Mataycha. We didn't have an eitza to take care of all the problems. You know what you do? She writes, they write it in the star, Ksuba, they write at the bottom, two eidim say, she already got 100. So now, you know, the loiva, who is the husband, doesn't have to watch a shaiver that he paid up 100. It's in the Ksuba, it's built into the Ksuba. And therefore, you have Alamilus. The shaiver is written on the Ksuba. That's Rabbi Yirmiya's tarets. You give the husband a receipt. Bishlam Hassam, by a case where Loiva paid up, Vade Pari, he paid up. So Dil Mirkas Tavarta, he might lose his receipt, and Mapak the Stara, then the Malva will take out the star and collect for the Gavi Zim Nachrin, he'll collect the entire $1,000 again. Hacha, by the Ksuba, Vade Yavla Milsa, Vade Yavla, did he give her money? Milsa Balmi Darmalay, she's done with Michael half. So then, you know, she did a chesed. Now, you don't watch the shaver, that's your loss. Inatri, you daps and avshay. Bishlam, a regular case, a loiva taka paid a $500. You feel bad for him. He paid a $500. He might lose the shaver. But here, the husband really didn't pay up anything. She's doing a favor. Say, 100 is paid off. That's what she said. Okay, so if the husband is not responsible enough to watch that shaver, then too bad on him. He lost out. He lost out the good deal. See, you daps and avshay. You don't feel so bad for him when he's only getting a present anyway. So therefore, you can write a shayver. So we have two pshatim to answer our mishnah for Rabbi Yehuda. Either you wrote the shayver mataycha, or Abaye says it's chaluk, the two cases. So mishnah Abaye lomak Rabbi Yirmiyah. We understand why Abaye is like Rabbi Yirmiyah, because like Tanish of Rasa mataycha, it doesn't say you wrote the shayver on the star, on the ksuba. El Rabbi Yirmiyah, my time lomak Abaye. Why don't Rabbi Yirmiyah say like Abaye's pshat? Isn't that a beautiful pshat? So to Gemara, you write a beautiful pshat, but zeir shayver the hacha shayver dalma. If you allow him to write this shaver, you might think you're allowed to write a shaver in every case of a loiva, and there you can't write a shaver. Therefore, he still didn't like this pshat that you write a shaver. Rav Yirmiyah doesn't like this pshat of Abaye that you write a shaver. You never should write a shaver because then you come to write a shaver by every regular chayv. Zog to Gemara Abaye. Now, It says in the Mishnah that what do you do if you want to say I accepted $100 from the 100 zuz from the ksuba? What do you say? You write it. You kosev lo. You write it. Time of the kosevle. Ava apeh lo. It sounds like if she's tells apeh alpeh. By the way, you only have to give me $100 lo. That and in front of Adam, you say it. That's no good. Amai, why? So the Ritva explains that the Gemara holds like this, that there's something called master master kosev b'Torah. If the Torah says to give 200 zuz, I can't change that. So if you write a shaver, so what it looks like is like this. I know the Torah is b'chayv 200. I am just saying you paid up 100. So it looks like it's saying I paid up 100. But if you do it al peh, it looks like I'm making a deal that there's no din 200. It looks like it's only 100. So it looks like master master kosev b'Torah. So al-peh loy, am I? So Mar Zakasha, why is it Masna Mashakosa Vatira? Dovashiva Mamanu. It's a Dovashiva Mamanu. Shmila Rehuda, Dama Dovashiva Mamanu Tanaikayim. The Rehuda says the Dovashiva Mamanu, you could be Masna on what the Torah said. The Tanya, I'll give an example of an Abraisa. Ha'oime le'isha re'at v'kadeshish li, amnasha in l'cha alai, sherek shosvayna. A person says to Isha, says, I'll marry you, but we have a deal here. Amam machayiv, you share ksus v'oina, which means she'er is mezoinis, ksus is clothing, and oina is tashvish. She's amam machayiv these things. Harezu mekadeshus tanai bot. The Rebbe says, it's mekadeshus, and the tanai is bot. Tanai doesn't work. It's masna amash akos of a tar. The Rebbe. Rav Yudai Meir, it depends. But dovash of a moment tanai kaim. By dovash of a moment tanai kaim. Rashi says, what dovash of a moment? She'er and ksus. The mezoinis. And the ksus is dovash of a moment. That's kayim. Legabe oina, Rashi in mesechtis. And the Masechtas, other Masechtas here, we have the Moshe Rashi says, "Ava oinus tashish mitzvahi b'tzara d'gufahi." That's not called mamon, but these two are called mamon. It happens to be the Rishonim and other places argue on Rashi. All three are called maybe like mamon. Balak upon him. What do you say? What do you see? If you're Yehuda, Dovash Mamon Taikayim. So why can't you do it al peh also? Why does the Mishnah say Dafka? He has to write. She has to write to him that 100 was paid, even al peh, there's no problem, master, master, cost, Torah, by Dovash of Mamoin. So my answer is, Kusav Rav Yehuda, Ksuva de Rabbanon, who knows Ksuva de Rabbanon? The Chacham also chizik l'devrayim, Yosef Mishot Torah. And the Chachamim made a chizik l'devrayim, they made a chizik to their own halachas more than Torah. By Torah, Dovash of Mamoin is Kayim. By the Rabbanon's, master, master, Omar Rabbanon is not even Kayim by Mamoin. And therefore, over here, if you did it al peh, it would not work. So, Frank the Gemara, Paris the Rabbanon, love the Rabbanon Chizik. I'll show you by Paris the Rabbanon when you made a Tanai there. And there, even though you said it, we'll see that even though it's Tekanon the Rabbanon that the Paris go to the husband, still you can be master on that. Even though it's the Rabbanon, the Tanai went to the Mishnah. Rav Yudai, Im lo'olam hu oichel peri peris, at yichtav lo'y dim v'dvarim ein li v'nichsayich, v'perisayim peris perisayim ad olam. The loch is, he eats the peris, now he eats the peris, but if they take those peris and buy other things, he eats those peris also. So, ad olam, v'kayim olam, but let's say he says, dim v'dvarim ein li v'nichsayich, dim v'dvarim ein li v'nichsayich, I don't want your peris. The loch is, it works. And v'kayim olam, top on base, v'kayim olam, my kosev oimer, even if you say it. So you see, you could be master on what the Rabbanon is saying. Didn't do chizuk d'vrayim. Amar Abaya, Echadami really did make a chizuk d'vrayim, but they only made something in the midst of the shchicha. L'chol yash ksuva, everyone has a ksuva, but loy l'chol yash peiris. Not everyone has peiris. Therefore, it's a midst of the shchicha. Midst of the shchicha, the Rabbanon chizuk l'chizuk. But midst of the shchicha, the Rabbanon did a chizuk. Midst of the shchicha, the Rabbanon chizuk. The Rabbanon didn't do chizuk. Didn't make a chizuk. So what I was saying, just to recap a little bit, is that the Rabbi Yehuda holds Tanai is Kayim. So why in our Mishnah didn't say Al-Peh? Teretz is because Ksuv is Derabbanon, and by Derabbanon, even Dovash of Mamoin is not Kayim. I, Peres? Peres is L'Shchicha. So Mar is not a Kash now. I'll show you that we don't care so much about Derabbanons. Harecha Marim, the Shchichi, it's Shchiach, of the Rabbanon Chizuk. What's this case? This case, next thing, has nothing to do with Tanai. It has to do with Goimlim, which we had, everyone knows this very well, from before on Daf Chavdal, we learned the halacha of Goimlim. The Tanan, Hachamorim Shnichusul Ir. We have these people who are selling different tefuah. They come into the city, the peddlers. And the way we're working today is these two guys, it looks like each one at every stop is like sticking up for the other guy's produce. Vama Echemhem, Shali Chadosh, mine is new v'shalach, very yashon. And my friends are older. And the older stuff is better because it's dried out, like Rashi says. And Rashi is not talking about the Chadosh and Yashon of the Oimer, you know, we call Yashon, because there's no raya didir amaratzim or choshed on that. And I in Rashi, why I don't like that pshat. Like one of them, he's saying shlichah shlichah. He said my friend's stuff is much better. It's dried out. It's good and dry. Gushma. Shali in a masukin, my stuff we didn't take off ma'isi yet, but shachaver masukin, my friends are masukin. Look as enem on him. Why? Because something called gaimlim. You know it's erechad here. Erechad should be neman, but here we're scared that they're making a deal. I stick up for yours and you stick up for mine. Rabbi Yehuda in neman. Rabbi Yehuda says you are neman. Why neman? He holds that the amaretz is neman. Even though we're not chayish for gaimlim. And the pella is here we're talking about demai. Demai means amaretz is peiros, which is a shaila of the rabbanons. And we say they didn't do chizuk. We say that nemanim. If we made chizuk, we would say we chayish v'gaimlim. We didn't do a chizuk for the rabbanon. So it's like stam kash on the idea of chizuk. Here we didn't make the din the rabbanon strong. The din demai means they don't believe amaretz. Here we are saying that you nemanim, even though it's chash v'gaimlim, chash that they're sticking up for each other. Amabaya, tomorrow it says two truths. Abaya said this. Amabaya vaday the devrayim the rabbanon chizuk. Something that's a vaday the rabbanon and chizuk. Sofik the rabbanon and chizuk. This is only a sofik. The ma'i is a sofik if they took ma'is or not. A sofik didn't do chizuk. Rav Amma different tarets, but similar but different. Rav Amma v'dmaya kilu, which means that other sofik devrayim taka maybe make chizuk, but this sofik is even better because this sofik is really. They do take a ma'isa. So the difference is a shvach a sofik, they were more makel, and they said, and they didn't do chizuk, because by the mai, it's more kuladik.